begin this season with Greek mythology. The Greeks, who lived thousands of years ago, had wonderful stories to tell about gods, monsters, and brave heroes. They believed the gods and goddesses lived all around them, in the fields and woods, in the sea, under the ground, and in great palaces among the towering peaks of Mount Olympus. Sometimes the Greeks could see the gods and goddesses. Sometimes they were invisible. They could be kind and helpful to the people they liked, but they could also be mean and spiteful, playing nasty tricks and appearing when least expected. In the magical world of the Greek myths, ordinary mortals are caught up in extraordinary events, foolish and wicked people are punished, but the brave and daring are richly rewarded. So, we shall now begin with our story, The Gift of Fire by Heather Emery. Long, long ago and far away, the Greek gods and goddesses lived in palaces among the towering peaks of the great Mount Olympus. Zeus, the ruler of the gods, was wise and very powerful, but he could sometimes be spiteful and do foolish things. When he was angry, he fired thunderbolts from his fingers, and all the other gods were a little scared of him. He married the goddess Hera, and they had many children. At first, the gods and goddesses ruled over an almost empty world. There were lots of animals roaming around, but no people. The animals had been created by the god Prometheus, who was very good at making things. One day, Zeus asked Prometheus, who was Epimetheus' brother, to make human beings to live in the world. Prometheus picked up some mud. He shaped lumps of it into men and women, making them look just like the gods, and breathed on them to make them come alive. The people were happy on the earth, but the one thing that Zeus would not let them have was fire. Prometheus loved the people and felt sorry that they had to shiver with cold through the dark nights and eat raw food. He went to Mount Olympus and, when no one was watching, stole a lump of burning charcoal from Zeus's palace. He took it to the people and showed them how to make fire with it. Now they could eat cooked food and have warmth and light in the night. They were always very grateful to Prometheus and never forgot his special gift. When Zeus noticed the smell of cooking and saw the fireflies growing at night, he knew what Prometheus had done. He flew into a terrible rage. "Prometheus, how dare you go against my orders?" he shouted in a voice like thunder. "I will punish you for this." Zeus chained Prometheus to the side of a huge mountain. Every day an eagle flew down and tore out his liver, and every night it grew again. Prometheus was in terrible pain, but he could not die because he was a god. He had to stay there for hundreds of years until, at last, Zeus forgave him and he was rescued. And that is our story for tonight. I hope you enjoyed that, children. Sleep well. Good night.